first winter of a time long ago. I walked down St. John's Alley, where I came upon a blue door. It made me curious, like a blue door will. It didn't have a handle or a knob, so I couldn't just walk right in. I stood there a while and I wondered, should I or shouldn't I knock? Well, I knocked and the blue door opened to a woman alone in the dark. She was dressed in a robe that went to the floor and held a candle in her hand. She looked me up and down one time. She said, come on in. And a summer shower. Her eyes were smoky and dark. She didn't speak, just bid me follow, a candlelight dancing as she walked. Then we came to a room with no windows, there at the end of the hall. She said, sit down and wait right here. That was about all. And disappeared into thin air. I heard voices shouting in a gypsy tongue, but there wasn't nobody there. Then a figure appeared before me, or a shadow I should say. It moved around of its own accord. I don't know what it was to this day. Stick around to make sure what I saw was enough to make me realize I didn't need to know at all. So I made my way back down the hall, like a freight train on the track. Out the blue door with all due haste, I never did look back. I still walk through St. John's Alley, but I know better now, I think. Even when I've had a little bit, oh, too much to drink. I don't need to know what I don't know. I'm not curious anymore about anything that's going on.